Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of those things, couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What are you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier?
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thank you so much for being with us. Sam Crenshaw filling in for Randy once again today and tomorrow. Randy will be back on Tuesday after the holiday weekend. And again, hopefully everybody had a nice night last night. I don't know how you couldn't. Nice day to wake up as an Atlanta sports fan this morning with the Hawks doing what they did, the Braves doing what they did, 21 wins already in the month, going for the record for most wins ever by the franchise in a month tonight if they can pull it off against the Phillies. First and foremost, good morning to you, Sam. How are you?
Doing great. Like you said, after last night, who can't be doing great if you're Atlanta sports fan?
How do you not wake up in a good mood today? The weather's nice. Everything's going good. 4th of July right around the corner, and the Hawks did it. I mean, we were talking about it yesterday and the day before and all the way back to draft night when the rumor kind of started that DeJounte Murray could potentially become available. Started out as a rumor involving John Collins, evolved into a rumor involving Danilo Gallinari and a handful of draft picks, and that's what ends up happening. The Hawks go out there and pull off, I think, the dictionary definition of a win-now move. The Spurs also signal very clearly that they're in rebuild mode, which is something that they have not been in under Greg Popovich in his entire tenure there. So that's pretty interesting from their aspect as well. But obviously we care more about what the Hawks are doing. What the Hawks did last night was they went out and added a 25-year-old all-star guard who pairs perfectly with Trae Young. And hopefully we are talking about a duo that's the future of the Hawks franchise for a long time.
Absolutely. And it's hard not to be excited about the possibilities with Murray and what he brings to the table. Trae Young is excited about it. He went on his social and said, hey, he welcomes this guy. And so that's one of the first things you want to hear. Yeah, they're going to figure out who does what, who leads, and who runs the point, and how Trae does off the ball and maybe do some different things. That's nice for the coaching staff to have that now to figure out and work on. But it's great to have that piece that you want to know it's going to help this team move forward and now make us maybe one of the top four in the East. I would think as well. They still got some other things you want to add. You want to solidify your backup point. You want to get some more muscle inside. And like we said yesterday, you want to get that guy that's half nuts. I have one of those type characters. But it's hard to not be excited about the possibilities now for the Atlanta Hawks. Get everybody healthy and with the piece they've added now.
Yeah, I mean, it makes so much sense. That was the thing about it when it kind of started last week was, to me, it was the first rumor involving the Hawks trade-wise that really passed the smell test to me at all. Like John Collins, for any of the other stuff that was talked about, I didn't understand what that did to make the team better immediately. What they did last night made them better immediately. You got a guy that fits perfectly next to the star that's already here. Very likely, he's been an all-star, but could very well turn into a star, superstar-type player in the league as well. You need that duo. He's a good defensive player. He's a really good passer. He can take Trae off the ball. That's going to be one of the things, too, is, you know, as we actually see it play out on the floor. And we talked coming out of that Heat series about, you know, if Trey's going to spend the summer working on a handful of things, what are they going to be? Well, off the ball might be one of them. And Trey is an excellent catch-and-shoot shooter. Like, he shoots 50% from three when he catches and shoots. He hadn't been off the ball that often in his career in Atlanta to be able to demonstrate that. This allows him to do that. But I think the next step is, okay, it's not just catch and shoot, but what are you doing to really keep yourself moving when you're off the ball? Basically, the comparison is what Steph does or what Damian Lillard does. Smaller guards that are ball-dominant guards, but when they get the ball out of their hands, they're just running a marathon in the half court to find a seam or to find a little bit of airspace on the perimeter to get a three off. That's the next phase for Trey. I don't have any reason to believe he can't do it. I just, now that he's got a running mate that he can trust to have the ball when he's off of it, I can't wait to see what that looks like.
They're playing in the East, and you talk about Boston and you talk about Miami and the way they play mm-hmm. defense and the way they were able to extend their defense and make it difficult out on the perimeter. And that's what we saw when Trey practically disappeared in that series against Miami. So if you're going to beat those two teams that are there, that are around the top of your division, you got to have a guy that's going to keep them honest. You can't have them throwing the kitchen sink at Trey and then all of a sudden your team's offense goes away.
Exactly.
That is what Murray is going to allow this team to do. If you're going to throw your kitchen sink at Trey, okay, we got somebody else that's going to burn you. And it's going to free things up, I think, for Trey to do some different things that he hadn't had an opportunity to do consistently.
Yeah, no doubt. And the defense, a big part of it, too, for DeJounte. He's a good defensive player on the perimeter. I mean, DeAndre Hunter, very likely, from everything you hear, is going to be here as well. And interested to see if a contract is signed and what that looks like with DeAndre Hunter. And those are two good, really, really good perimeter defenders. And immediately you upgrade in that area where you really struggled over the last couple of years, especially last year. Mm-hmm. And now you kind of wonder, you know, you don't want to immediately pivot from just enjoying it, like getting DeJounte Murray and realizing how exciting that is. But you start to wonder when you start to hear some of the other rumors from Woj and some of these other NBA insiders, what's next? Because John Collins' name has been in every single rumor the entire offseason as it related to the Hawks. In fact, his name was in the DeJounte rumor at the beginning, and then it pivoted to Danilo and draft picks and all that. Woj is telling us that John Collins is still very much available, and there's a handful of teams still involved in those trade talks. We talked a little bit about this yesterday before we knew that the Murray trade was officially going to happen. If they don't do anything major from here on for the remainder of the offseason, that's okay with me.
Yeah, like, me too.
You have a starting lineup of Trey, Murray, Hunter, Collins, and Capella or Okongwu, however you wanted to go about that five spot. That's a pretty good lineup. And then maybe you add some depth, a veteran, a defensive-minded guy, a half-crazy guy, whatever, coming off the bench to defend these guys a little bit. However you want to go about that, that would be okay. It doesn't sound like that's what they're going to do, though. It just still kind of feels like when you read everything and hear what folks are talking about, that Collins is still on the table.
Yeah, and you see what you get for him. But to me, you don't just give him away.
Agreed.
You don't just trade him just to trade him. And if not, you know, he has value here. He has value in this lineup. And you want to see him get completely healthy and get what he can do. To me, he'd have to be almost really energized if there's no deal and he stays here. Because he expressed a desire, this is where he wants to be. I think we see a John Collins comes out and play like we haven't seen him play before. And that's what I hope it does with the possibilities now with Murray coming to this team. I would like to think that would be – I mean, people will say, well, yeah, he's getting paid. That ought to be his motivating factor. Well, no, but getting an opportunity to achieve and seeing it now, the adjustment has been made in addition to this team that allows you to be back at the top of this division, that's the thing that ought to get him going.
Yeah, and hopefully, like you said, if Collins is to be back next year, a fully healthy season would be huge. I mean, the last quarter of the season, he's playing with a broken finger and a – plantar fasciitis, essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, he just wasn't able to be anywhere near his normal self. It would be incredible if you could get a DeAndre Hunter fully healthy season. It's going to be nice for him to be able to spend this offseason actually getting ready for the year and not rehabbing from something. And we were talking about this before the show. Having a guy like DeJounte Murray come in who can play point guard and can be on the ball and take Trey off of it when he's on the floor, maybe that frees Trey up a little bit, too, in terms of avoiding some of those bumps and bruises that he picks up along the way. Like, for a guy Trey's size and who plays the way Trey does, I mean, he gets in the lane, he takes it to the hoop, like, he gets in there amongst the trees. for him to be as durable as he's been is pretty impressive. Now, really he gets banged up, but he plays through it and all that kind of stuff. Hasn't missed a lot of games. Maybe this allows him to avoid some of that stuff. So instead of Trey playing through it on a Thursday night after he rolled his ankle on Tuesday, he doesn't roll his ankle on Tuesday. Or instead of having to gut it out and play 35 minutes on a bum, whatever, DeJounte Murray can pick up some of those minutes. I do feel like this is an opportunity for them to find some more rest for Trey throughout the entirety. And I know he's 23 years old, and that's kind of ridiculous, whatever. But, like, Trey plays a lot of minutes, man. Like,
he does.
And has the ball in his hands all the time. For him to be able to be on the floor but not be the focal point at all times, I think is going to be really helpful for his longevity over the next couple of years.
Longevity and overall productivity with this team. So, that's the other thing that this move allows to potentially happen, this team. And, I mean, there are going to be some nights you want to see, Kevin Herter's minutes are going to get cut. But if it's a night that Kevin Herter's on, we will give him those minutes. Bogey may cut some of his time, but if it's a night when Bogey's catching and shooting, that's another guy we kind of not mentioning. But when he's healthy and able to just catch it and shoot it, I mean, he can really go off. So just remember what you got coming off the bench in those two guys.
I do wonder what this trade does to the way that they view some of those guys too. Like, I wonder if it makes those guys a little bit more expendable. I mean, Herter has kind of been that secondary guy in the offense for Trey. Probably shouldn't be. Like, I think Kevin Herter's been miscast a little bit at times out of necessity. Maybe now this shifts him into more of an appropriate role for him, hopefully. And like you said, come off the bench. If he's hot one night, you feed him a little bit more. But Kevin Herter playing 20 to 25 bench minutes, second unit minutes, I think is a lot more fitting for the type of player that he is than 35 starting minutes and having to handle the ball sometimes. Bogey's interesting to me, too, because he's not going to be coming into this season having a healthy offseason. He had a procedure already this offseason. He's a guy who kind of stays banged up a little bit.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's very effective when he's healthy. He was incredible in the second half of the season last year. But I wonder if there are more trades down the line, if John Collins is involved in one. Maybe one of those other guys finds their name alongside of it. If it's a Bogey, if it's a Herter, if it's I don't even know who else it would be potentially. Capella, I guess possibly, but you'd have to get a big guy back.
Another big guy, right?
Yeah, if you're trading those guys, that's probably for an Ayton or for a Gobert or something like that. The other great thing about Murray, and I'm sure people have mentioned it, but it bears repeating. Dude's on a really good contract. Like, he's got 2 years left on a $65 million 4-year deal. He's going to get $16.5 million this year and $17.5 million next year. DeJounte Murray is going to make $5 million less than Danilo Gallinari made last year.
Wow.
That's a bargain.
That says something.
No offense to. And by the way, shout out to Danilo Gallinari for a solid run.
How about that?
2 years in the playoffs both years. Was a part of the run to the Eastern Conference Finals a couple years ago. And then on his way out, a little parting gift. Flip me for DeJounte Murray, and you can remember me forever. So thank you for your time, Danilo.
Yeah, Gallo.
Nobody enjoyed it quite as much as Brian Gebhardt did. But have fun in San Antonio or wherever you end up.
He did his job and then some. Brought you a 25-year-old all-star guard after hitting a bunch of threes.
Absolutely.
Had a weird haircut in the playoffs 1 year.
Yeah, that's what happened against the Heat. That's what went wrong. Danilo didn't have the mohawk again.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him at some point. Maybe he'll be back one day. Who knows? He's going to stay in the league and shoot threes for another 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, Danilo will be in the league for a couple more years.
Would he still be drinking wine after games, though?
Maybe during games.
He's moving on to that point in his career.
He's going to be drinking red wine at halftime. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending. A lot going on. I haven't even talked about the Braves yet. Another excellent win for the Braves last night. We'll get into that. Freddie Freeman story continues to evolve strangely. Talk about that, too. Thanks for being with us here on a Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh, my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
Pitch, swing, fly ball, hammer down the line. Did Duvall keep it fair? Yeah, he did. A long home run for Adam Duvall, and that extends the lead.
Just, you know, how they just kind of hung in there and allowed themselves to get it going. I mean, I think we all thought we were capable of it coming out of spring training. Didn't happen the way we wanted, probably. Took a little longer, but, you know, the guys never altered their work, the consistency of their work, the energy with which they play. They kept, you know, they went about it in a very professional way to allow themselves to get to this point and have the month they had.
Yeah, great month. The month of June has already been a record setter, a record tire for the franchise. 21-5 in the month of June. If they win tonight, final game of the month, obviously final day of the month, 22-5 would be the best record the Braves have ever had in a single month of the year. And Snit's right. Like, it came at the right time. I don't think you ever really wavered in your belief in the talent of the roster, and some of the numbers were such in the beginning of the year when they were struggling. It's like, well, they're getting guys in scoring position. They're just not coming up with hits in scoring position. At some point, that's going to figure itself out a little bit, and it totally has. The offense has been fantastic this month. But the other thing about it is the Mets keep losing or have been losing lately. Three-game lead. They've trimmed the lead all the way down to three.
Yeah, and we're not going to see those guys. We still got a couple of weeks before we see them on July 11th. They could be out of first place. And that was unthinkable just a few weeks ago. They had this, 10 and a half game lead?
10.5 game lead.
Wow.
Yeah, man. That's what a 21-5 month will do for you. 14-game winning streak will do for you. I know the Mets probably thought they were in solid shape, man. I know some of the media up there were starting to chirp a little bit. I mean, it's nice to have a good record in April and May. It is. Like, it's winning games any time of year is good. They all count. But they don't give you trophies for being in first place at the end of May.
Nope, they don't hand them out. It's a nice thing to see. Like you said, it's a nice thing to see.
Sure.
Great for the fans, great for the media, especially if you're in that town. But and especially for the Mets when you consider what's happening on the other side of town in New York.
No kidding.
Right? You know what I mean?
Those guys don't lose.
Right. So, that's the other thing they're feeling. They're feeling pressure from the Braves, mm-hmm. but they're feeling pressure from the dudes across town.
Oh, well, the Mets are trying to be like, Sal, New York baseball's back. Hang on a second. The Yankees are very good, and you guys got off to a hot start. Let's not combine these things here.
Yeah.
They are doing great, and Aaron Judge is just making all the money in the entire universe with what he's doing this season.
If you're the Mets, you're hearing this when you're riding to the ballpark and you got it tuned in to the sports talk stations there. Or if you're reading anything online, you're getting a big dosage of that in addition to, okay, come the Braves in your rearview mirror. Mm-hmm. Backsides get kind of, I'll say it, backsides get a little tight.
Yeah, they do. Lemon booty.
Now, you said that, not me.
Tight booty syndrome, TBS. Shout out to Jarvis Davis on that one. That was his favorite phrase of all time. It's what it is, man. They're
it is.
Tightening up there in Queens.
Better believe it. Better believe it. No doubt.
A couple of other really good things, and then we'll get to the pitcher from last night. But you hear that Ronald Acuna is traveling today. So he's going to be in Philadelphia today for the final game of the series. This is just my opinion. I'd be surprised if he plays today. Maybe he will. Maybe he's a late game pinch hitter or something like that. But at least he's there. So the concern that we – because remember we talked to Justin Toscano yesterday at the AJC and asked him, you know, what's the protocol for if you wanted to retroactively put a guy on the 10-day? That's something they would have had to have done today if they wanted to put Ronald Acuna on the 10-day IL retroactively. So the fact that he's showing up to the series and traveling with the team and he'll be around him, that's really good. Hopefully he's back out there as soon as possible. But still – for them to come up with a couple wins against the Phillies, because, you know, as much as we put the emphasis on the Giants and the Dodgers series, understandably, they're better teams. Phillies, I think, were only back three games coming into this series against the Braves. Well, now they're back five because they've won the first two. And if you can get through this 10-game stretch, remember we looked at this 10-game stretch coming out of that stretch against teams that were under 500 for like a month.
Right.
You got 10 tough games coming up. You win tonight, you go 7-3.
Yeah.
In that 10-game...
That says a lot.
It's good. It's good baseball.
It really says a lot.
Here's Brian Snitgron last night, starting pitcher Kyle Wright.
He's come a long way. And we gave him a lot and quick, too, in his career. I mean, we forced a lot of on him before he was ready for a lot of it, or most of it. And but he's matured. He's figured himself out. And tonight was big. That was a really solid outing.
Yeah, it was. Another solid outing from Kyle Wright. In a year where he's had a lot of them, he goes seven innings last night, three hits, one earned run, four strikeouts, 98 pitches. His ERA is down right at 3.03. And in his 15 starts this year, 10 of them have seen him go six innings or longer, which is huge for a million reasons. I mean, that means he's doing a good job, but it helps the bullpen. And it's a guy, and we'll talk a bit more about this in the Braves 3 Up, 3 Down in the 11 o'clock hour. We did a little thing yesterday on the young guys that have kind of surprised you, Contreras and Harris and some of these other guys. Yep. Wright's one of them. Strider. Yep. Wright's one of them, though. Like we didn't see this coming.
No,
I didn't.
Not at all. He has been steady Eddie for the starting rotation and been so consistent. I won't say we take him for granted, but when he goes out, we say, okay, we got a good chance of getting this one because we know what he's going to give us. He's been very, very consistent. Like you said, it's been big for not just the starting rotation, but for the bullpen, too.
He's been what Charlie Morton was supposed to be this year. And then the cool thing about that is if Charlie Morton can be what Charlie Morton is supposed to be, then you got two Charlie Mortons. I mean, that's a pretty good situation to be in. And Charlie Morton's been much closer to himself lately. I mean, last start wasn't his best, but the three before that were pretty fantastic. So it feels like he's kind of getting back there. I mean, Max Fried's a Cy Young candidate in the National League. Still waiting for Ian Anderson to string together 3, 4, 5 good ones in a row and kind of really figure himself out. We've just seen him be so good on the big stage in the past that I believe Ian Anderson's going to. Young guy, too. And then Strider, I mean, he's the phenom of the whole deal. The guy's made six starts, and, you know, some of us have mustaches because of it.
Yes.
By the way, I shaved the rest of the face, Brian, just to kind of really make it stand out. How do you feel?
Just to accentuate everything.
How are you feeling about all this?
Now, is this a direct result of the comment on Twitter yesterday saying that the lighting didn't really do well for the mustache and you felt that you had to do something to kind of up the game a little bit?
Yeah, I felt because there was some comments on Twitter when Sam posted a picture of us yesterday, like, Ed, where's the mustache? And I guess, I mean, I'm blonde, so kind of fades
come on.
In.
Yeah.
Kind of fades in, but, you know, we trimmed it up, so we're...
So if you get – so say out. Sam takes another selfie today and we do that and the mustache doesn't hit the way you want it to, do you dye it before we come into tomorrow and just to make it really pop? Is that what's going to happen?
I don't want to do that.
Too much.
You want to raise the blinds?
Yeah, you want us to get it dark in there?
Yeah. Let's get the lighting right.
We'll get the lighting right.
Somebody get the lighting on my mustache right.
But
okay?
To answer your original question, Andy, it does look pretty sharp. It's present.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah, man. By the way, Kyle Wright, I know we don't talk about this stat as much anymore because we don't, but he's second in baseball in wins. Now, Justin Verlander's got 10 wins. Kyle Wright's tied with a handful of other guys, including Tony Gonsolin of the Dodgers, with 9 wins on the season. This dude's going to have double-digit wins potentially before the All-Star break, yep. Which, again, like 20 years ago, you're trying to get to 20 wins and everyone's celebrating all that. Still cool, because it does mean you did a good job for your team on a given day.
Absolutely. And it means you were in the game long enough to be a part of the decision.
That's right.
So that's the other thing that it means.
It's also true. Braves with a chance to sweep the Phillies tonight. Very hopeful that they can pull that off. It would be a lot of fun. Jesse Chavez, by the way, shout out to him last night. Another nice performance from him. And then Will Smith, closer by committee.
There he is.
The closer, I know.
People talk about the ninth inning with Will Smith. Everything was fine last night.
It was a stress-free inning for Will Smith in the ninth. I buckled my seatbelt just to make sure, you know, that the Will Smith experience can get a little rocky, but he was dialed in last night. Ian Anderson, Aaron Nola. And to win the first two games of the series before facing Aaron Nola, because, dude, Nola has been kind of rocky the last couple of years, better this year, but he finds it against the Braves.
Yeah,
he had that start earlier this year. I think he went 8. And gave up no runs.
Yeah, I remember that.
One like that last year against the Braves, too. So hopefully they can get to him tonight and get the sweep. Obviously, the big story of the day is what the Hawks were able to pull off yesterday, trading for DeJounte Murray. They give up Danilo Gallinari and a handful of first-round draft picks. And I do think that is kind of worth mentioning, because they absolutely 100% did the right thing. Like, you added a star to your team who's young and on a good contract. They traded quite a bit of stuff, like 2023 first-round pick. That's the Charlotte protected pick that they got in the Cam Reddish trade. 2025 unprotected, 2026 pick swap with the Spurs, and then a 2027. That's 4 first-round draft picks. I know it's not the NFL, so it's not the exact same thing. I mean, draft picks aren't worth the same thing. But that's, you know, that's not nothing. And so for the Spurs to pretty openly say, yeah, we're rebuilding, they got a decent return. And look, DeJounte Murray is a really good player. None of those draft picks might ever turn into a guy nearly as good as DeJounte Murray. But the Hawks did have to come off some pretty decent draft assets to go get him.
Absolutely. And now comes the pressure on the Hawks to convert. You know what I mean? To make the most out of this opportunity. You've done this because you want to get things done now, not 2-3 years down the road. So now this team has to come out this coming season, get everybody healthy, as we always talked about with this team. But come out and show that they are one of the best teams in the East. Come out and do the things that this trade allows them to do. And, you know, finish in the top 4. Hopefully they want to start the playoffs with a little home court.
I can't believe that. I mean, waited till 10:33 to mention this, bury the lead. DeJounte Murray also went to an excellent college.
Yeah.
An excellent higher learning.
We got to get into that
higher
today.
Learning institution. He is.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you dressing in purple and gold today to celebrate DeJounte Murray.
Well, I don't know.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's the reason, but you know, it does go along with it.
It's the Washington Husky, another Washington Husky coming to Atlanta to fulfill his professional dreams. Just one of many.
Look at this. You found a way to claim that. Yep. Dress it up.
Just a South Seattle kid. Living out his professional dreams. No big deal.
Sam, it's a shocker it took to 10:33 for this. I figured we were going to get this at 10:03. I'm actually surprised I didn't hear about it before last night, to be honest with you.
Is he going to bring a Starbucks?
Yeah, you know what?
I'm just saying.
He's probably more of an independent coffee shop guy.
You think?
Because we're kind of snobby about our coffee in Seattle.
Yeah.
Starbucks is fine.
Okay.
He'll probably get you something. He'll probably teach you about a coffee shop you never heard of before. That's what we do in Seattle. You know where you want to go. They got the best beans. Send you to Rev in Smyrna. That's where you want to go. All right, we'll come back.
That's a good spot, man.
See, Sam knows about Rev.
Oh, yeah.
Rocking the suburbs. We'll come back and get to Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal, and Brian Gebhardt. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Sam Crenshaw filling in for Randy today, doing a little air guitar over there. There we go. Starting early today. Yesterday we got the falsetto in the AMA and the Barry White voice.
Did that. And the upright bass.
There we go. It's all the instruments. Hey, do you want to? So me and Randy got an R&B group that we're getting ready to launch called Harry and Lean. Maybe you could be like the producer or something, or maybe some of the backup, like the bass so. Guitar.
Okay.
Great. Cool.
Going on the road? We're going to get satin jackets?
Oh, yeah.
Harry and Lean featuring Crenshaw?
Satin everything.
Oh, yeah. This is it right here.
Yeah. It's really coming together now.
Oh, yeah.
I also want to let you know, before we jump into a Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal with Brian, that Kenny Mayne has joined the Odyssey family. He's got a new podcast called Hey Mayne. Each week, Kenny's going to talk to somebody he knows a little bit and is fascinated by a lot. Athletes, musicians, celebrities, whoever. Somebody who's friends with Kenny Mayne, probably for a pretty weird conversation, probably make you laugh a little bit. Download it on the Odyssey app. It's called Hey Mayne, Kenny Mayne's new podcast. In about 20 minutes from right now, we will get into an NFL no huddle, get back in all the big stories around the National Football League. Tanitra is going to step in at 11:20. I know she's doing sports flashes today, but Tanitra, being one of our Hawks reporters, going to step in and talk with us about what happened yesterday with the DeJounte Murray trade and what might happen next. I mean, that's the interesting part of it, is they were able to do this without trading any of those names that kept coming up in trade rumors. Like, John Collins and Clint Capella Danilo was part of it yesterday, but Bogey and Herter and all these guys that everyone had already traded 50 times, it was Danilo and a bunch of draft picks that got you DeJounte Murray, so you still have some tradable assets if you want to. So we'll get Tanitra in here and talk about that. Braves 3-up, 3-down, about an hour from right now as well. Braves looking to make it a sweep tonight against the Phillies with Ian Anderson on the mound. And maybe most importantly of all, at some point over the next hour, right? Over the next hour, we're going to give you a cue to call for a chance to win another $150 gift card to Fogo to Sean.
Doing that again today?
Again today.
Wow.
Simple as that. Now, Sam would like to go. You don't have to take him, but, you know, if you want to,
hey,
Sam will go with you.
I will show up.
All right, let's get to Brian in a Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal.
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal. Brian Gebhardt on Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers. Find the perfect gift for any occasion at Salomon Brothers Jewelers in Buckhead or Alpharetta, online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Brian.
Do you guys want a good story or a bad story to start? I mean, it's not a bad story. It's a kind of an odd story.
I usually go bad news first if there's bad news, good news.
Okay.
What about you, Sam?
Yeah, well, if it's just it's odd news, you said it's not really
bad.
Yeah,
I mean,
odd.
It's odd. I mean, some may perceive it as bad. It's just kind of an interesting story, I would say.
But the next one is good?
But the next one is good.
Okay. So we'll get good second.
Okay, we'll do good second. All right, so we'll start here. Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal. Amani Bates, former number one basketball recruit, Memphis Tiger, transferring to Eastern Michigan. And this was the guy who reclassified, you know, by all accounts may have been the number one pick in the draft, but all the hype kind of build up going to Memphis, but now transferring to Eastern Michigan. Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal, Sam.
I think it's a big deal because Penny Hardaway was supposed to go there. He's supposed to really lock down some of the great recruiting because of his background, things he'd done in coaching, different levels, AAU and high school. And so, to me, that's the deal. When is this Memphis team going to materialize that we all thought was going to happen when Penny Hardaway went back there?
Yeah, that's a big deal for sure because, I mean, one thing he has done is he's gotten recruits. I mean, Amani Bates was the number one dude. James Wiseman was a really big recruit. They just haven't won when they've gotten those guys there. In fact, the really big deal for Amani Bates and the bad part of it is when he left, because he got hurt maybe last year, maybe quit. I don't know. There's a lot of mystery about it. But when he left, they got better. Their season kind of turned around when he left the team. And he's been a transfer portal for a few months now.
Wow.
And you would think a guy like that with all the hype, he'd land somewhere Power 5 or somewhere where you're going to be on TV a little bit more. Like Eastern Illinois is not even a top 300 program in college basketball. So it's crazy. I don't know exactly how this happens, but to go from being the number one guy and all that hype, the next this, the next that, second year in college, you're going to Eastern Illinois. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, and you wish the best for the kid. You know, you hope. Some of these kids that get hyped up and think of themselves in a certain way, and it may not pan out, and you just kind of hope that they don't get off the beaten path and stay on the right track and everything. So, I mean, you hope he has a great season there and is able to transfer again, and go to a different school. So hopefully that works out for him. An older prospect made his debut last night against the Braves, Mark Appel. Big deal, small deal, no deal. At age 30, Mark Appel making his major league debut. He was the number one overall draft pick in 2013 by the Astros. Throws a scoreless inning against the Braves, which is fine because the Braves wind up winning, so that's why it's a good story. Big deal, small deal, no deal, Sam.
I think it's a big deal. I always love it when guys stick with it, guys who are a long time. Have some things that go wrong, but they still find their way and they get a chance to get that moment in the spotlight. Don't know what happens going forward, but that he stuck with it, fought through it, and they made it to this far and got to show up against world champions.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a cool deal. It's a big deal. You're happy for him, like you said. I thought Chip Carey did a great job last night on the broadcast of telling the story because probably not everybody knew Mark Appel's journey. Dude was out of baseball 2 years ago. Like, he was going to give up. He was going to go do something else. And then decided to give it one more go and was able to make it in last night after all these years in the minor leagues and out of the game and injuries and all that kind of stuff. And, he gets the Braves not 1-2-3. Willie Contreras not interested in the feel-good story. Just take your feel-good story and shove it. Just single right back up the middle. Willie said, I don't care. I'm getting on base, man. We're trying to score runs on you. But good to see him in the game last night. Crazy you look back at that draft. He was the number one pick in that draft. Chris Bryant goes number two overall, man. World Series champion, been a great player. Tim Anderson was a first rounder in that draft. Aaron Judge was in that draft.
Wow.
Like, a lot of guys that are really talented. Cody Bellinger was in that draft. Like, guys that are really, really good. He was thought of as – and that was like when the Astros were in their rebuild mode as well. He was supposed to be a huge – he was drafted by the Astros first overall. He was supposed to be a huge part of that Astros turnaround and, obviously never played for them, got traded for – they said it on the broadcast last night. I forget who it was. And finally, after all these years, pitches last night. Hopefully he can stick because,
That's a big baseball what if Chris Bryant goes number one in that draft.
To because the Astros.
Because the Astros then have all of those dudes they had already, plus him, and then the Cubs probably never win a World Series and never put that all together. So that's wild. Yeah, these minor league players that find a way after all these years, they're one of the most inspirational stories in professional sports.
Yep.
I mean, baseball, the best thing that could possibly happen is watching your team win a World Series like we did last year with the Braves or a walk-off hit in a big moment. But outside of that, seeing a guy to get an opportunity after all those years and all the time and persistence, and we know how tough minor league baseball is, it's a really cool story to see. So, big deal, small deal, no deal. James Harden declining his $47.3 million player option. Big deal, small deal, no deal, Sam.
Wow.
It's just it's a crazy headline to read out loud. Like, just
no thanks.
No thanks on the $47.3 million, even though I was a complete disappointment in my new city.
Right.
But apparently he's going to do it for team flexibility. So.
Great for the team. I don't think it's that huge of a deal. You think it's a big deal?
I mean, just the idea of declining $47 million feels like a big deal.
Feels like it.
But I understand what you're saying. Like, if he wants the team to get better, it's probably the right thing to do. He's still going to get a lot of money.
Right.
I am interested to see what that does look like now. Like, do they sign him to another max deal? I don't know that I would do that, given what James Harden has looked like over the last couple of years. But just the idea of saying no thank you to $47 million. And everybody else opted in. Like, Russell Westbrook opted in. Kyrie opted in. Like, most – Bradley Beal opted out, I suppose, but he's going to get $250 million. He's going to get the Supermax. I do wonder what it ends up looking like for James Harden contract-wise.
Yeah, if he's supposedly doing this for team reasons, he's going to get his money. Like, he's going to figure out a way to be – I mean, it might be moved around or however they kind of figure that out. So, fascinated to see what Philly does this offseason. They're kind of a big piece
for
in the East there as well. Big deal, small deal, no deal. We kind of knew this about the LIV Golf Series participants, that they aren't going to be able to play in the Ryder Cup. And that was just based off of points. But, of course, there's captain's picks that go with the Ryder Cup, and that's the biannual tournament between the U.S. and the European squads. But 2023 U.S. Ryder Cup captain Zach Johnson confirmed yesterday that nobody involved in LIV Golf is going to be able to play in the Ryder Cup. Big deal, small deal, no deal, Sam.
I think it's a big deal. I mean, especially if you haven't done Ryder Cup before. It's like being an all-star, being picked on the all-star team. Mm-hmm. If it's something, a career thing that you wanted to accomplish and you seek to accomplish, especially if you want to place your name alongside the other greats of the game. Now, if you're just showing up for a check, there's LIV. They got some money for you.
Yeah.
But if you want to have this thing to go along on your resume that carries with you, that's marketable and something you can have beyond just playing the sport, I think it's a pretty big deal. This guy's going to be locked up in this opportunity.
I do, too. I don't think it's enough to discourage anyone from going to the LIV Tour, though. Like, if you're thinking about going to LIV Tour, not being able to play in the Ryder Cup probably isn't going to make or break it. I still think that hill is the majors. If these guys could still go over there and do that and play in the majors, I think they're going to do it. And I don't know that you're going to be able to stop them from doing that, at least for a while. Like, if you're qualified to play in the U.S. Open Masters, whatever, as a previous champion or other qualifications that you have to get in those tournaments, all right, well, I'm going to play in the big ones, and I'm going to go get guaranteed money from LIV. That's what I'm going to do. The interesting thing will be, depending on how long the LIV Tour goes, if these guys that are over there find ways to qualify for the majors. Because those qualifications go away after a while. Now, if you're a champion, former champion, you're qualified for a long time.
Right.
Other qualifications go away after short periods of
it's
time.
True.
So,
it's true.
I don't know. I think that's the thing that will discourage people from going over there, but hasn't yet, because a lot of people are over there now. I'll be honest, more people than I thought. Thank you, Brian. We'll come back. We'll get to NFL No Huddle to kick off the 11 o'clock hour. Kenitra going to step in with us and talk some Hawks at 11:20 as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.